Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey everybody, Peter Zine here, coming to you from Huntington Beach, California. Behind me is the old Huntington Beach Refinery. This used to be a major oil-producing zone. In fact, there's still a handful of producing wells across the LA area, with one of the most prolific ones being inside of a mall in Wilshire Boulevard. Never say that the Californians aren't capable of a bit of double-dealing. Anyway, the reason I wanted to talk about this, and this is what, you know, made me think of it, is we've got a bit of a crisis going on in California. I'm going to rotate around a little. Not only is the view better, but you can even see some of the old oil platforms out in the ocean. There. Okay. Anyway, short version is that California has a very high tax regime for a lot of things, but none more so than gasoline, where it has the highest gasoline taxes in the country. And as a result, gasoline in California is ridiculously expensive, often goes over $5 a gallon. I think that's where it is right now, actually. There's some other reasons for this, but we'll get into those in time. Bottom line is that the Californians have become inured but angered by very, very high gasoline prices and very, very volatile gasoline prices, and more so than everyone else. You know, everyone else is, you know, used to the up and down of crude prices and how that affects things. There's more going on in California. I figured that was worth exploring. The governor of California, Gavin Newsom, has recently signed into law a project that will force refiners to maintain storage of gasoline grades for the California market as a cost of doing business in the state. The intent is so that when maintenance happens, especially unscheduled maintenance, that there's always a reserve that the state can fall back on to keep energy prices out of control. Unfortunately, it's going to do the absolute opposite, and the cost of complying with this new regulation, combined with all the other regulations in California on the energy sector, which are already the stiffest in the country, means that a lot of refineries are evaluating whether they even want to stay. And shortly after the new law was signed, Phillips 66, which maintains a refinery near here in Los Angeles, announced that next year will be the final year that their refinery is operating, and they plan to shut down and redirect their efforts to other places, most notably other states. A couple things here. Let's talk about the technicals of why what Newsom and the Democrats here are doing is just a horrible idea. First and foremost, California, in order to control air pollution, has a different formulation from the rest of the country. So any refinery that is producing gasoline or unleaded or whatever else for the California market has to produce a very specific type of fuel that doesn't have a demand anywhere else in the world. And so no refineries outside of the state produce for the state because there's no margin in it for them. So it's just the locals. Second, not every urban center in California has the same regulations. And in the summer, a lot of them have different regulations. So not only do you have to produce a strain that is different for the state as a whole, but when you get to the summer months, you have to produce several different ones. And all of this drives up costs because it reduces scale. The idea of the regulation that you have to have storage makes sense. But gasoline, once it's refined into a fuel, if it's stored for any appreciable amount of time, you know, more than days to a few weeks, starts to degrade. So the cost of keeping this up is really high, and the waste that comes out of it is not minor. And so from a carbon point of view, this isn't a great idea anyway. There's any number of reasons why this isn't a great plan, but the Californians are doing it anyway. And that means that California is setting itself up for a bit of a problem down the road, more than just high prices. You see, California is the only one of the lower 48 that is not participating in the shale revolution in some way. They have a significant oil field here in the Monterey Shale that's out in Kern County in the valley. But the techniques that are used for fracking have specifically been banned, but oil production has not. So the locals are using technologies that are older and arguably dirtier than shale tech in order to produce crude for this local market. This new regulation further separates California from the rest of the country. Also keep in mind that the United States is now far and away the world's largest exporter of refined oil product. By the end of this calendar year, we're looking at about 5 million barrels a day of exports of things like gasoline and jet fuel. Obviously, none of that's coming from California. But for the rest of the country, we're awash in an embarrassment of energy production and fuel production, whereas California's in a huge deficit. And now California is the state that is most dependent not just on energy imports, but energy imports from another hemisphere. Yes, all the refineries in Louisiana and Texas like to use imported crude, and they mostly use Venezuelan, Mexican, and Canadian, and to a lesser degree, crude grades from the Eastern Hemisphere. But everything, almost everything, that California gets comes from the Eastern Hemisphere, and almost all of that comes from the Persian Gulf. So the next time we have an energy shock, for example, because, I don't know, Israel bombs Iranian oil production and export facilities, and then Iran returns the favor by hitting Saudi Arabia, and we get a global energy crisis, most of the United States is like, whatever. But here in California, they have made themselves uniquely exposed to international shocks while also being uniquely exposed to their own. So one way or the other, we are looking at a significantly darker chapter in California economic history just around the corner, and that's before you consider things going on in Silicon Valley or the capital market or the general aging of the millennials, all of which are already hitting California pretty hard. So stay tuned. When it gets bad, I'll be back because it'll be cheap.